It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead. It's a 16th region contest between the Rowan County Vikings of Coach Sean Thacker against the Lewis County Lions of Coach Scott Tackett. Player one, I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. Rowan County comes in at 9-6 overall, 4-1 in the region. Lewis County is 5-6 overall, 3-3 in the region. Since 1998, Rowan County has won 27 games and Lewis County 8 in the series. We'll come back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Nipp, 783-1868.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. Well, we didn't get a chance to write the score down. They cleared the board pretty quick, but the Round County Vikings won the JV game over Lewis County. Now we're set for the varsity contest. Unusual officiating crew. All three of these guys work football games in the area, and two of them wear the white hats. Two of them are referees on the football. That would be Roy Wright and P.D. Harris. They're a couple of white hats, but Davey Fields, the other official, is also on the football crew. Lewis County, again, 5-6 overall, coached by Scott Tackett. They'll start at one guard, Julian Puente, a 5'8 sophomore who averages 13.4 points, 3.5 rebounds. At another guard, Kyron Ferguson, a 6'1 junior, averaging 4.7 points and 5.5 rebounds. At a forward, Xavier Prater, 5'10 and a senior, 10.9 points, 10.8 rebounds. And he's only 5'10, and they list him as that, and that's 22nd in the state in rebounding. At the other forward, Daylon Bivens, a 5'3 sophomore, and that's got to be wrong, but that's what they do list him as, 6.1 points and 3.3 rebounds. And Drew Noble will open at center. He's a 6'3 junior. He averages a team-high 13.1 points and 6.7 rebounds. So it's Puente and Ferguson at the guards, Prater and Bivens at the forwards, and Noble at center. We'll be back with the Round County lineup after this on WIVY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road, beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694. For Round County, coached by Sean Thacker, he's 413 and 272 in his career. While at Round County, he's 312 and 168. At one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, averages 9.9 points, 5.2 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5.5 points and just over one rebound. Braden Myers had a guard, a 6'1 senior, 14.9 points, 3.9 rebounds, and he ranks 45th in the state by hitting 81.7% of his free throw attempts. At a forward, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 5.5 points and 2.5 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn at a forward, a 6'3 senior, averages 18.8 points, that's a team high, and 4 rebounds. Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myers at the guards, Maxey and Wilburn at the forwards. And as far as that free throw shooting, Round County as a team at 78.3%, that's 4th in the state. Round County and Lewis County will do battle here shortly, and we'll be back with that tip-off after this one final break in the pregame show on WIVY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Lewis County in the road blue uniforms with white lettering and white numbers, and they also have a bright red sash behind the white Lewis lettering on these uniforms. Round County in the home white uniforms with green numbers, green lettering, and gold trim. Nice crowd on hand. This game originally scheduled for last night. They moved it to tonight and decided to play it a little early. Just check the temperature tonight. It's only supposed to be 19 degrees. That's quite a bit better than the 4 degrees or whatever it was we had last night. Round County, Friday night, scheduled to be on the road at Fleming County. We're scheduled to air that game. It's a 7:30 district contest. For Lewis County, after this one, they will play on Saturday night on the road at Greenup County. It's also a district game for the Lions. For the, let's check the Round County girls, as they are now next scheduled to play at Montgomery County on Friday night. 7:30 contest. They were supposed to play at Nicholas County tonight, but that game has been moved to Monday and will be 7:30 again over in Carlisle. It's kind of funny to have P.D. Harris out here on the basketball court. I think this is the first time I've seen him work a basketball game. I've seen him work a lot of football games. He and Roy Wright, veterans of the football crews, wear the white hats. They're referees on football, but they don't get to carry the yellow flags here in basketball. At the end of tonight's game, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. Maxie jumping it up against Noble. Tap control by Round County. Braden Myers gets in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by. That was by Watson. No good. Tapped up by Wilbur. No good. Then the rebound came off to Puente for Lewis County. Bivens out front. Hands it off to Puente. Puente around the left side. Penetrates inside the arc. Gives it out straight away to Bivens. Now with it is Ferguson. Round County in a man-to-man, and right now Lewis County not in any hurry. Puente, right side to Ferguson. In the corner it goes to Bivens. Inside it goes, batted away by Braden Myers to Wilburn. He comes up, hands it off to Maxie. Got a wide open layup, good. He could have easily have gone to the free throw line as he got bumped on that foul, but now Round County's pressing in backcourt. Puente gets it across the timeline to Bivens. Off it goes to Noble. He falls away, no good. And the rebound comes off to Deshaun Watson. He's in a hurry down the middle floor. Gets it off to Ingles. Back off to Maxie. Wilburn, three-pointer on the way. Wilburn is perfect. Colby Wilburn gets his 31st three-pointer of the season. Round County is on top by five with 6:36 to play. Pressure in backcourt again. Head to the middle, Bevins. He comes across the timeline, penetrates, gives it left side, Noble, open baseline, jumper's good. First points for Lewis County. Durant County quickly back with it. Right side, Watson. Inside to cutting Maxie. Tries to put it up, he's fouled. The ball hit the side of the backboard, which really couldn't figure that for a moment, but there was quickly a whistle, and a foul will go on Xavier Prater. His first, team's first, and a 30-second timeout taken by Lewis County. I'm going to glance at the Lewis County Heights. They're a little shaky. Actually, they were, I think, an entire foot off on Dalen Bivens. He's a 6'3 sophomore. And I think Prater's a little taller than the 5'10. And Puente also, I think, has a couple 3 inches on top of the 5'8 he's listed as. Had seen them play earlier in the Stockyards Bank and Trust Challenge here. And I didn't remember the heights being as we noticed on the KHSA roster earlier today. Maxie will head for the free throw line. 10 of 11 from the free throw stripe this season. Puts it up. Rolls it in. Maxie's 10 of 11 now, 11 of 12, does not have the minimum number of attempts to be ranked in free throw percentage. Hits them both. Round County up 7-2 with 6:16 to play in the first quarter. Pressure in backcourt. Puente gets it ahead. Almost stolen away by Round County from Bivens. Straightaway Puente, a long three-pointer off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tapped out to Maxie, and bounces it right into the hands of Puente, who baited him. He was covering Deshaun Watson coming down the left side, and Maxie thought he was going to pick him up, and he didn't. He stepped right into the passing lane. Right side it goes Ferguson. underneath it goes, and it doesn't touch anybody. The pass goes out of bounds. It was intended for Noble. He and Maxie got tangled up. Neither one could get a hand on it. For Lewis County, in comes Braden McGlone. This is a 5'8 junior. Watson has it. Top of the key between the rings. Gets it across to Maxie. Watson inside. It goes Myers. Puts it up. Good. First two for Braden Myers. And Round County leads by 7, 9-2. 5:20 to go in the quarter. Across the timeline is Julian Puente. Hands it off to Ferguson. He goes back and gets it. Round County getting that man-to-man and switching when they need to. Long three-pointer straight away. Bounces off. No good. Taken by Ferguson, and the rebound comes down to Myers. Myers right side. Ingles penetrates. Kicks it back out to Myers. Fakes a pass to the left side. Now gives it that way to Wilburn. And Maxie throws it away. Turnover gives it to the Lions. Going up is Puente. No good. Maxie gets the rebound. Is it head to Ingles, off to Deshaun Watson. Layup is good. 11-2, Round County by 9, and still pressing. Puente against a man-to-man run and jump press, and he's being double-teamed. Steps through and gets it across the timeline to McGlone. McGlone gives it left side to Noble. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound to Deshaun Watson. It's 2-on-2, now 3-on-2. He takes it baseline, gives it in the corner to Maxie. Out to Myers. Myers penetrates, bounces off to Deshaun Watson. Reverse layup is good. 13-2. 11-point lead for Round County. Lewis County wants another timeout. This one's going to be a full one. So we'll be back after this on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
6'3 junior Gavin Myers is in for Round County, and Weston Maxey will get the first rest for the Vikings, and Round County presses in backcourt. Puente and Ferguson exchange passes. They're still in backcourt. Puente now has it. Still in backcourt. Angles right, gets it off to Ferguson, and gets it just across the timeline. And for the 10-second count off, it goes to Noble. Noble has a shot blocked, put up no good on the rebound by Ferguson, and here comes Round County with it. Straight ahead to Wilburn, long straightaway, three-pointer is short, misses everything, and will go out of bounds. About a step too deep for Colby. Again, Round County presses, 3:36 to go in the quarter, 13-2 Vikings. Noble throws it away. Was it deflected? It was not. It will be Round County basketball. Back in is Prater, and Noble will sit down. Braden Myers has it in against, let's see if they follow the cutter through. It is man-to-man for Lewis County. They matched up on Round County. Wilburn penetrates in the lane. Goes all the way under, gives it off to Watson. Watson steps out, baseline, now goes, kicks it out to Ingles, back to Myers. Myers down the lane, 14-footer straight away, rims around and comes out. Off with the rebound is Bivens. Puente gets it and gets it across the timeline. He's guarded by Braden Myers. Inside. Shot up. Good. And that's by Prater. Foul will go on Ingles. His first. Team's first. Count the field goal. Makes it 13-4 around count. And Prater, a 55% free throw shooter, will have one. Free throws up. And good. 13-5. Braden Myers against half-court pressure. Steps through and gets it off to Ingles. Steps in with a three-pointer from the wing. Good. Well, must be a 30-second timeout. Scott Tackett is arguing with Davey Fields over what he thought should have been an offensive foul for a step through that Myers did to get the ball ahead. 16-5, 11-point lead once again. Scott Tackett had a little issue with the JV officials in the last game. Brown County led by as many as 34 in that contest before winning it easily somewhere in the 20s. Brown County back with pressure. Ferguson into Puente. Gets it off to Bivens. Bivens penetrates and gets it inside for a layup. Good. And that's by McGlone. And we have a soccer ball. On the floor, and they had to stop play. 16-7, 2:21 to go. Again, three-quarter to now half-court pressure. Cross it goes to Gavin Myers in the corner. Ingles, three-pointer high. Archer's good. Two three-pointers for Ingles. That's the biggest lead of the game, 12 for Round County, 19-7. Pressure in backcourt. Evans gets it off to Puente. Puente with it. He spins into front court. Has it knocked away from behind by Gavin Myers. Out of bounds, and the Lions will have it side midcourt. Here comes Jace Winkleman off the bench. And Deshaun Watson will get a rest. Ferguson inbounds it to Prater. Now Puente. Puente goes baseline, fall away baseline shot. High off the back and a garbage rebound and bucket by Braden McGlone. That ball hit the top of the backboard. And he was able to put it in. Myers, three-pointer right side. No good. Rebound, Gavin Myers. Braden took the shot. Wilburn, three-pointer straight away. Rims out, no good. And off with the board is Ferguson. And it goes. Put up, no good. Tapped up and in. It was tapped up and in by Bivens on a missed shot by Prater. Foul is going to go on Gavin Myers, his first, team second. First field goal for Bivens. His free throw attempt is up and good. Here comes Noble back in, and Bivens will sit down. 19-12, so quickly from 12 points down to 7, 5 straight for Lewis County. Braden Myers, right side, Gavin Myers, back to Braden Myers, penetrates down the lane, puts it up, no good, a lot of contact, rebound is off Lewis County, Round County will have it, side front court. Yes. 57.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. 19-12. Brown County with the basketball in the lead. Ball floated into Myers. Lewis County has turned up the defensive pressure. Left side it goes to Wilburn. Myers. Inside it goes to Gavin Myers. Ingles, three-pointer, right corner. Good. He's got three already in the game, and neither one is drawn rim. They've all been perfect. 22-12, Brown County by 10. 34 seconds to go. Puente backs it up, gets it across the timeline. Two on one. Underneath it goes Noble. He has it batted away, but picking it up and put it in is Xavier Prater. 22-14, 20 seconds to go. Brown County will try to take the last shot. 16 seconds now. Myers has it. Braden Myers out front against McGlone. 7 seconds. Off to Ingles. Has it batted away. Now they're going to run out of time. Wilburn gets it from the left wing. Three-pointer. Good. Off balance on one leg. Throws it up and in. And at the end of the first quarter, Round County 25, Lewis County 14. Back after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Alternating possession will give the basketball to Lewis County to start the quarter. McGlone is out there along with Ferguson, Puente, Noble, and Prater. Man to man. Batted away from Noble, but gets it back. Gives it out to Puente. Off to Noble on the baseline. He's going to back his way in. May have walked with it, but gets by with it. Gets it out to Ferguson by way of Puente. Driving it inside, putting it up and in. Nice shot by McGlone. He's got 6 points off the bench for the Lions. Gavin Myers gets it off to Colby Wilburn, and he passes over to Chase Winkleman. He misses a three-pointer. Now here comes Lewis County with it. Puente drives with it. Gets it straight away to Ferguson. Inside it goes to Noble, and a foul called. It will be on Deshaun Watson, his first, team's first of the second quarter. Noble, a 63% free throw shooter, will have two. He has 2 points in the contest. The big guy pushes it up, rolls around, and comes off. Slade White in for Brown County. Wilburn will sit down. Next free throw by Noble's good. .25-17, 8-point lead. Driving inside, putting it up, no good, was Deshaun Watson. Tried to finger roll it, couldn't get it to go. Tap up by White, no good, and out with the basketball comes Puente for Lewis County. Grand County in a tandem 2-3 this trip down. Puente. Long, deep three-pointer, no good. Tapped out of bounds. They'll say it's off Prater of Lewis County, and Round County will play at the length of the floor. Deshaun Watson jogs across the timeline, penetrates the left side, hands off to Gavin Myers. Inside it goes to White. Bounces to a driving. Maxey puts it up, no good. Might have been some contact, but you got to play through that. And here comes Lewis County back with it, down by eight. Right side to Ferguson against the zone. Puente. He penetrates. Straight out Ferguson. In the middle of the zone, it goes to Prater. Now Puente. Ferguson, open three-pointer right side is good. Ferguson's 10th three-pointer of the season, 25-20. Slade White, left side to Winkleman. Baseline, it goes to Maxey. Off to White, he goes all the way underneath, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled. Puente will get his first foul of the quarter. Slade White, 2-for-4 on the season from the free throw line. Puts that one up way short. Just drew iron. Braden Myers comes in. Gavin Myers will sit down. .537 to go in the quarter. 25-20. Round County, one more free throw in the person of Slade White. Puts that one up. No good. And off of the rebound, Prater knocked away and stolen by Maxey. Deshaun Watson tries to feed it inside to White. He gets it out to Maxey. And Round County will set it up. Near the timeline is Braden Myers. He calls off the play against the man-to-man. Myers penetrates. Off it goes to Winkleman. Myers, three-pointer straight away. No good. And rebound is fought for by White. And McGlone, they call it a jump ball. Lewis County fans argue about that one. Round County will have it on the alternating possession. Inside to Braden Myers. Straight away White. Penetrates inside the arc and throws it through the hands of Jace Winkleman. Winkleman broke toward the pass, and it was a little too hard for him to be able to handle. Winkleman will go out now, and Ingles will come back in. So Grand County is going to be the tandem 2-3 once again with Ingles and Myers out front. Puente, left side it goes to McGlone. Inside to Noble, has it batted away, it's on the floor. He picks it up, tries to get it up, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Maxey. Off to Deshaun Watson. Ingle, high arching three-pointer, almost banked off the wire. They did not call it out of bounds, which they should have, but hit the cable. But Lewis County's going to get it anyway. They jumped at Ingles that time after three perfect ones. They got in his vision on that one, jumping at him defensively. And here comes Lewis County back with it. Down by five, a chance to cut into that one. Noble back to Puente. And County back in the man-to-man. A lot of contact, no foul call there. Myers, a lot of contact defensively. Now Puente, he's looking inside to Prater. Goes baseline, fall away short. The ball comes all the way out past the mid-court line, excuse me, the three-point line, and goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Lewis County. Puente will get his first break. Coming back in is Bivens. Bivens will inbound. Floats it out deep to McGlone. Three-pointer on the way. Good by Ferguson, and it's down to a two-point lead, 25-23. 3:52 to go in the quarter. Grand County has not scored in a while. Straight away, Wilburn. Three-pointer is short, and Slade White had a piece of it, but it bounces off into the hands of Ferguson. Bivens crossed the timeline against the Round County, man-to-man. Straight away to Ferguson. Looks inside. Off to McGlone. Looks inside for the big guy, Noble. And they'll sing it. Set it back up. 3:12 to go. 25-23 Round County. Baseline drive by McGlone. Gives it out straight away. Penetrating is Prater. He goes inside. Has it knocked away by White. And the Lions will keep it. Bivens looks for someone to get it in. Floats it out deep to Ferguson. Ferguson into Noble. He turns and puts it in, and we're tied for the first time in this game at 25 apiece. Round County is going to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. The last wave of players that Round County had in have struggled. I'm not sure exactly what the run is, but I believe it might be 9-0 right now. It's 25-25. We'll see who Round County comes back out with after this timeout. Round County had built as much as a 12-point lead, so the run, whatever it is at least plus 12. For Lewis County, but I think it was a little stretch of points for the Lions was broken at one time, but this is a 9-0 run right now. Round County will have it side midcourt. Braden Myers has it. Watson is in there. Ingles and Wilburn and Maxey. Round County with its lineup, starting lineup back in there. Off to Ingles. Right side to Myers. Straight away, Maxey. Maxey's been shooting well lately. They're really out on him quick. They're not going to give him the open three. Baseline, Myers. He goes underneath, puts it up, no good, and that has to be a foul. Boy, it was a late whistle. It will go on McGlone. That is his first, the team's second of the quarter. Myers will shoot two. 45th in the state in free throw percentage at 81.7%. Puts it up and misses it. Wow. And Round County hit his first two free throws and have missed its last three. That one's up. Good. 26-25. Vikings by one. 2:22 to go. Bivens in backcourt to Ferguson and has stolen away by Ingles as he backdoored. McGlone picked it up. Myers into the lane, left side Watson. He goes underneath, puts it up, no good. That finger roll again, and it's not worked for him anytime he's tried it tonight. And here comes Lewis County back with it. Lewis County just about lose it, but loses it, but Bivens rescues it. Inside it goes to Noble. Knocked away by Maxey. Maxey will go up and put it up and in. Over Drew Noble. Maxey has 6 points now. And it's 28-25 Round County by three. A minute 34 to go. Here comes McGlone. Throws it away. He thought he was going to give it on the baseline to Prater, but Prater cut to the basket. The ball went out of bounds. And McGlone's going to get a break, but he came in and gave the Lewis County Alliance some quality minutes, 6 points in the contest. Oh, they say it was deflected by Round County, so Lewis County is keeping it. Puente goes baseline, floats it out. Inside with it is Noble, puts it up, no good. Tapped up, no good by Noble. And Round County's Maxey has the rebound. Braden Myers angles to the middle of the floor. Straight away, 15-foot jumper is short. Did not get over the front of the rim, and Lewis County's going to walk it up. Puente had the rebound. Front court three-pointer right side by Ferguson is good. He's got three three-pointers, and we're tied at 28. 47 seconds to go in the half. Myers gets loose and has it blocked from behind by Bivens. He ended up catching it on the end line. And Round County will get it under their own basket with 33 and a half seconds to go. He's hip, and it comes to Wilburn. Watson comes out, gets it. Braden Myers, right elbow. 18 seconds to go in the half. Round County now against the 2-3 zone. We'll try to get the last points of the half. Wilburn goes baseline. Has it blocked? And it's going to be a foul on Drew Noble. His first, team's third of the quarter. Wilburn will shoot two. He's a 73% free throw shooter. And he hits that one. 7 points now for Wilburn. 29, 28. 5.5 seconds. Wilburn puts it up. Rims out. No good. Ferguson gets it. Back court. And Round County will... No, that is not a good call by Roy Wright, but it's not going to have any. Now, Davey Fields saying it should go to Round County, but only 0.2 seconds, you'd have to tap it in. It's the only way you could score. I think Davey's right on this, to be honest with you, but I don't know what they're going to. Nope. Roy Wright's going to say he's got it, and I think that's. I don't think it's a very good call by Roy, but like I said, only 0.2 seconds, and that's all you can do. Here's a ball floated out of bounds, and we will go to the half. Well, the second quarter belonged to the Lewis County Lions. They lead it at the half, 29-28. We'll be back with halftime statistics and more after this on WIVY.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything.
where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cash Key Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cash Key's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cash Key Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Back at halftime, it's Round County 29, Lewis County 28. It was Round County 25-14. 9-point lead at the, 11-point lead at the end of the first quarter. And then Lewis County outscored around 14-4 in the second period. Two ties in the half, 25-28. And Round County led by as many as 12. For Lewis County, leading the way with 9 points was Kyron Ferguson with 3 three-pointers. 6 points, Braden McClone off the bench, 3 two-pointers. Xavier Prater had 2 field goals and 1 of 1 from the line and 5 points. 5 points for Drew Noble, likewise. 2 field goals, he was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And 3 points for Dalen Bivens, 1 field goal and 1 of 1 from the line. 11 field goals for Lewis County, 3 of them three-pointers, 3 of 4 from the line, and 28 points. For Round County, leading away with 9 points, Jason Ingles had 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. 7 points for Colby Wilburn, 2 three-pointers and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Weston Maxey had 6 points, 2 field goals, 2 of 2 from the line. 4 points for Deshaun Watson, a couple of field goals. And 3 points for Braden Myers, a field goal, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Slade White, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So Round County had 10 field goals. Half of them, 5, were three-pointers. 4 of 8 from the free throw line and 29 points. Just go ahead and check the complete statistics from Charlie Charles. Lewis County, 11 of 24, 45.8% from the field. 3 of 7 from behind the arc, 42.9%, and 3 of 4, 75% from the free throw line. Round County, not so well shooting, 10 of 27 from the field, 37%, 5 of 13 from behind the arc, 38.5%, and 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Rebounds, 18 for Lewis County, 8 of those for Kyron Ferguson, 14 rebounds for Round County, Deshaun Watson, Weston Maxey with 3 each. 4 fouls whistled on Lewis County, nobody with more than 1. 3 fouls whistled on Round County likewise, no one with more than 1 foul. 8 assists for the Lewis County Lions, 3 of those for Bivens. 8 assists for Round County, 3 players with 2 assists each, and that's actually 9 assists for Round County. 7 turnovers on Lewis County, 3 on Round County, 1 block shot for each team. 2 steals for the Lions, both of those for Puente, and 4 steals for Round County, 2 of those for Weston Maxey. Points off turnovers, 6 for Round County, none for Lewis County. Second chance points, 8 for Lewis County, none for Round County. And off the bench, Lewis County got 6 points and Round County 0. Again, it was Round County up by 11 at the end of the first quarter. And we go to the half with Lewis County having cut the lead down to 29-28 with 2 ties, 25-28 late in that second quarter. We'll be back with half number 2 after this on WIVY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mississippi State will play at Kentucky. Game on ESPN2. And tomorrow, here in town, across town at Johnson Arena, Moorhead State will have a doubleheader, an OVC doubleheader against UT Martin. The women at 5 o'clock and the men at 7:30. Both games will be on WIVY and on ESPN+. On Saturday, Moorhead State will move on to Southern Indiana. They'll have a doubleheader there in Evansville, the women at 2 and the men at 4:30, again on WIVY. We'll have Round County at Fleming County in district basketball boys on Friday night here on WIVY. Puente, fall away jumper, no good, saved in to Puente by way of Ferguson. Ferguson shot, no good, and off with it is Wilburn. Wilburn across the logo, angles inside, will go all the way up, put it up, no good. Deshaun Watson puts it up, no good, and off with it is Ferguson. Watson tried to lay it in and take it out of there and just stay in the air and lay it in, and not able to get it to fall. Ferguson almost loses it to Watson, and now with it is Julian Puente. Off it goes to Prater. Bivens drives it in the key. Now gives it back out to Puente. We've played a minute and no score here in the third quarter. Inside it goes, put up and in, and that's the first lead change in the game as Prater puts it up and in. Lewis County leads by one, 30-29. Wilburn has it left side to Myers. Myers goes baseline. Gets it across to Ingles, the far corner. Out to Sean Watson. Steps in with a 16-footer. That's short. And Lewis County has the rebound. Puente across the timeline to Bivens. Ferguson with it. Straight away to Prater. Left side Bivens. Puente puts it up. No good. Rebound tapped by Wilburn to Deshaun Watson, and he gets it ahead for an easy layup by Braden Myers. Second lead change is Ram County. Seesaw's back on top. Underneath, shot blocked from behind by Deshaun Watson. Shot taken by Prater, but the Lions will have it under their own basket with 5:52 to go here in the third quarter. Ball floated in to Prater. Spins in the lane, puts it up. No good. Tapped up and in by Bivens, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul will go on Watson. That is his second, team's first. Another lead change. ...32-31, Lewis County. Bivens puts it up, good. Two-point lead for the Lions. 33-31, 5:46 to go in this period. Myers out to Deshaun Watson. Grand County a little rusty. They have not played since the 6th of January. Deshaun Watson, open three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken down by Bivens. Stolen away by Myers, and he puts it up and in. Tied at 33. That's her third tie in this one. Ball put up, no good. Stolen away from Wilburn, and foul on Deshaun Watson. Watson's third. Team second of the quarter. And Drew Noble will shoot two free throws. He was one of two in the first half. Free throw up. Good. Gavin Myers comes in, and the three fouls. Watson sits down. Noble puts it up, rolls around, comes off. Maxey has the rebound. Gavin Myers brings it across the logo with Lewis County Lions up by one. Off to Braden Myers. Takes a screen, penetrates inside, goes down, lays it up, no good, hits the bottom of the rim. And the rebound's off to Bivens. Floats it to Puente. Rand County pressures in backcourt on the miss. In front court with it is Ferguson. To Puente. Puente Moore almost took steps. Gets it across court pass to Ferguson. Off to Noble. And the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover by Lewis County. Is three players involved in that pass. Noble, Puente, and Ferguson, and the ball found its way off the far sidelines. Braden Myers, left side. Gavin Myers goes up, layup good. They didn't pick him up. He's got his first points, and that's their fourth lead change as Brown County goes back up on top, 35-34. Bivens, double-teamed in backcourt, throws it to Maxey. Maxey will go under, put it up, good. And a full timeout taken by Lewis County as Round County has gone back out on top by 3:37-34, 3:51 in the third quarter. Back after this on WIBY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Brown County with 4 starters out there, along with Gavin Myers. Watson on the bench with 3 fouls. McGlone, along with Ferguson, Puente, Noble, and Bivens for Lewis County. Puente gets it inbounds. Gives it off to Ferguson. Just gets it ahead to McGlone. Now with it is Bivens. He gives Puente in the left corner. He gives it out deep to Bivens. Guarded by Wilburn in this man-to-man. McGlone with it. Right side, Puente looks inside to Noble. Puente brings it back out deep to McGlone. Bivens. Noble trying to post up. And McGlone takes it. No good. Rebound off by Ingles. Left side it goes to Myers. Misses a reverse layup. Too much speed, not enough control. And Gavin Myers gets a foul in backcourt. His first and the team's third. Maxie will get a rest, and Deshaun Watson will come back in with the 3 personal fouls. Ferguson to inbounds. McGlone takes it back to Ferguson. Has it deflected, but gets to Puente at the midcourt line. He crosses. Gets it to Bivens. Round County in the man-to-man. Puente. Angles right. Cross-court pass. It goes in the corner to McGlone. 3-pointer. No good. And rebound by Wilburn. Gets it ahead to Ingles. Inside to Watson. Out to Wilburn. And he knocks down a 3-pointer. 10 points for Wilburn. Round County by 6. Noble backs Wilburn in. Puts it up. No good. But getting the rebound, putting it up in was Bivens. He's got 8 points now. 40-36 Round County. Inside it goes to Deshaun Watson. And a foul whistled on Ferguson. He fouled him in the act of shooting. Ferguson's first. First foul of the half on Lewis County. And Deshaun Watson, an 82% free throw shooter, will shoot 2. Puts it up. No good. Watson, not enough attempts to figure into these free throw shooting statistics in the state numbers. Ready for a second one here. 2:09 to go in quarter, and Watson rolls it in. Maxie comes in, and who's going out? Braden Myers. We'll get a quick break. 41-36, Round County by 5. Pressure in backcourt. Bivens steps through and gets it ahead to McGlone, but stolen and stolen right back. Stolen by Gavin Myers, taken right back by the Lions, and getting the layup was Prater. Ingles, high arching 3-pointer in front court, no good. Rebound by Maxie, and he's fouled by Noble. Noble gets his second foul, team second of the half. 1:45 to go. Third period, 41-38. Brown County leads. Comes into Maxey. Picks it up, takes it out behind the arc. Left side it goes. Gavin Ramsey, no good. A three-pointer. And the rebound taken down by Prater. Ferguson ahead to McGlone. Straight away, Bivens looks inside to Noble. Lob pass over the top is going to be stolen away by Round County. Deshaun Watson steals it down the middle of the floor, gives it right side. Maxey, three-pointer, and it's blocked. I think he got hit on the arm. Nobody in position to see it. It was P.D. Harris's call, but no call on that one. And Ram County back in front court with a minute to play in the quarter. Billings bounces it off to Ferguson inside, knocked away by Noble and ended up off his hands. That's exactly a correct call. Under a minute, actually now under 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, 41-38. Ram County with the lead in the basketball. Kevin Myers. Back to Watson. Now back around the other side from Ingles. 30 seconds. Now they're going to a zone, looks like. Some kind of matchup. Myers gets it in the corner to Deshaun Watson. Back out to Gavin Myers, right side Ingles. Corner to, actually inside to Wilburn. 10 seconds. Gets it out to Maxey. Off to Ingles. In the corner, Myers. He goes underneath. Out, three-pointer by Maxey is good at the buzzer. Well, they took all the time they had, and it ends up Weston Maxey getting his first field three-pointer of the game and giving Round County the lead at the end of the third quarter, 44-38. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30. Pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Or at Optimus Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
11 points for Maxey, 10 points for Wilburn leads Round County, and they have the basketball to start the quarter. 9 points for Prater and Ferguson for the Lions. Didn't get the substitutes correct, so Round County has Myers in. He and Wilburn were standing there talking somehow. One of them was supposed to be in, one was not. And right now it's Gavin Myers. Braden Myers goes down the lane, puts it up good. Braden Myers now with 9 points, Round County by 8. Bivens to Puente, back to Bivens. Heads into front court, spins out to the left side with it, and gives it deep to Puente. Back to Bivens. Looks inside to Prater. Puente thinks about a three-pointer, but it's a long one. And he will penetrate. Kicks out. Three-pointer on the way by... That was by Ferguson, no good. Round County has the rebound. Ingles, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound to Sean Watson. back out to Winkleman. Missed the three-pointer, and there's a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be on Deshaun Watson. That is his fourth, team's first of the quarter. And Deshaun's still out there. And ball inbounded by Ferguson to Prater, and Prater dropped it out of bounds on the far side. Prater will go out, and Noble, who had just gotten a rest, will come back in. Now, Round County will send in Wilburn and White, and Ingles and Watson will sit down. Jace Winkleman gets it inbounds in backcourt to Braden Myers. Gavin Myers gets a handoff and back to Wilburn. Wilburn, jab step, now it goes back outside and around to the left side to Gavin Ramsey, and Jace Winkleman just drops it out of bounds. Playing without his nose guard. I think thought he had it on early in the game, but not right now. 46-38, 6.5 minutes to go in this one. Puente gets it in front court to McGlone, and he loses it. Gavin Myers comes out with it. Wilbur, long three-pointer is good. And that's a 13 points for Wilburn. It's going to be a full timeout. Not sure who took it. Actually, it is going to be Lewis County that took it. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Lewis County plays at the length of the floor. Ferguson, Bivens, cross court to McGlone, and they finally cross the timeline with it. Puente gets it at the free throw line. Now he will go back out behind the arc. Start it from the Viking logo. Now taken deep by Ferguson. Puente. Cross court pass, knocked away and stolen by Winkleman. Winkleman goes under, puts it up and in. First points for Jason Winkleman, and it's a 13-point lead, the longest lead of the game for Round County. Off to a 7-0 start. 7-0 start in this quarter. With it, right side is Ferguson. McGlone, inside it goes to Noble, and a foul along the baseline. It will go on Jace Winkleman, his first, and the team's first. I'm sorry, that would be the team's second. 20, open for a three-pointer straight away, good. His first points of the game. Colton Tackett in for the first time for the Lions. They trail by 10, 51-41. Braden Myers off to Gavin Myers. Slade White, 10-footer straight away in the lane. Bounces, and goes in. 53-41, 4:41 to go. Round County presses in backcourt, and Lewis County has yet to cross the timeline. Bivens bounces across to Ferguson. Round County man-to-man this trip down. Puente gets it off Ferguson. Cross-court pass to Bivens. Goes inside. Straight away Puente. Another long three-pointer, and it's no good. Rebound batted to the side. It's taken by Ferguson. And he tries to feed a cutting Bivens, and it goes off the net and out of bounds, and Round County will have it to move the length of the floor. Round County will now have their starters, original starters, back in. Ingles, Watson, Braden, Myers, Wilburn, and Maxey with 4:11 to go and a 12-point lead. Oh, they said that ball was deflected. And Round County steals it on the inbound pass, though. Braden Myers goes up, puts it in. He's got 11. 55-41. 14-point lead is the biggest in the game. Puente. Bivens gets it ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson goes baseline, picks it up, gives back to Bivens. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Tapped up and in on a second try by Prater. Should have been called on the rebound foul on the first one as he cleared Wilburn out. That's what Sean Thacker is saying to Davey Fields down on the sidelines. 55-43, Round County by 12. Wilburn's three-pointer off the back of the iron, no good. And the rebound taken down by Tackett. Head to Ferguson. He goes baseline. Fall away baseline jumper's good. Just when Round thinks they've got him put away, here come the Lions again. 55-45. 10-point lead after it had been as high as 14. Man-to-man by the Lions. Sean Watson penetrates. Has it knocked away. Out to Braden Myers. Off to Wilburn. Colby goes right side with it, goes underneath, puts it up, off the glass, no good. And down with it is Ferguson. Puente, and then back to Ferguson. 2:38 to go. Big trip down here for the Lions, and there's a foul. Probably Maxey. Maxey gets the foul. His first and the team's third. Bivens is going to sit down. I think he asked to get a break, and coming back in was Noble. Ball comes into Noble from Ferguson. Puente off to Tackett. To Puente. Puente penetrates around there outside, hands off to Noble. Has it knocked away and stolen by Wilburn. Wilburn down the middle of the floor. Bounces off to Myers. Looks to a cutting Maxey inside and comes back on the dribble between the circles. Under 2 minutes now in this one. Round County by 10. Myers penetrates. Gives it out to Ingles. Off to Wilburn. In the corner it goes to Braden Myers, and he knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 11 points in this half and 14 for the game. Puente gets it across the timeline to Tackett. And back to Puente. A minute 30 to go. Round County by 13. 58-45. Off it comes to Tackett. Bounces to the high post. And inside it goes to Prater. And Prater puts it up and in. He's got 8 in this half and 13 in the game. 11-point lead for Round County. Deshaun Watson spins in the lane, and that was a play that had turnover written all over it before they started it, and it will be turned over to Lewis County. Minute 9. Round County pressures in backcourt. Watson got it deflected on the inbounds pass from Ferguson. Comes another one. And it comes to Puente. Back to Ferguson. Pass knocked out of bounds. Three-quarter court pass deflected by Maxey. And with 1 minute even to play in the game, Lewis County will play side front court. And it comes to Noble. Puente, step back three-pointer, no good. Rebound off to Myris with 53 seconds to go. And Round County with an 11-point lead. They have not called a foul in this quarter on Lewis County, so they would have to foul five times before they could put Round County at the free throw line. And then Round County's going to pass it around the outside. Wilburn. They're going to call 5 seconds on him. Now he gets a step, goes underneath, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled. Foul will go on Noble. That's his third. And Wilburn, one of two from the free throw line in this contest, will shoot two. He's got 13. Make it 14. .59-47, 22 seconds to go. Wilburn puts it up. Good. 60-47, and it comes to Puente. Crosses the timeline at the 15-second mark. Penetrates. Hands off to Ferguson. Off to Puente, knocked away by Braden Myers, but it'll stay with Lewis County. 7 seconds to go in this one. And it comes Puente, and he's going to get a long three-pointer off, no good. And that's the way the game is going to end. Round County, 60. Lewis County, 47. Lewis County falls to 5-7 on the season. Round County ups its record to 10-6, 4-1, 5-1, excuse me, in the 16th region. We'll come back and get started with our post-game show after this in a moment here on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whittaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whittaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
It was 25-14 Round County into the first quarter. 29-28 Round County at the end of two. 44-38 Round County at the end of three. Round County outscores the Lions 16-9 in the fourth quarter to win it 60-47. We had four ties in the contest. Biggest lead for Lewis County was 2. Biggest lead for Round County was 14. And again, we had ties at 25, 38, and 35. For Lewis County, leading the way with 13 points was Xavier Prater. 11 points for Kyron Ferguson. 8 points for Daylon Bivens, 6 points each for Drew Noble and Braden McGlone, and 3 points for Julian Puente. For Round County, 15 points for Colby Wilburn, 14 for Braden Myers, 11 for Weston Maxey, 9 points for Jason Ingles, 5 for Deshaun Watson, and 2 each for Gavin Myers, Jason Winkleman, and Slade White. We will select our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. And looks like we will go with Weston Maxey on this one. Weston had 11 points, 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half. He matched Deshaun Watson with 6 rebounds to lead Round County in that. He also had 4 assists, a blocked shot, and a steal. So the Viking player of the game, sponsored by St. Clair Healthcare, is Weston Maxey. Lewis County, 19 of 46 from the field, 41.3%, 4 of 15 from behind the arc, 26.7%, and 5 of 7, 71.4% from the free throw line. For Round County, 22 of 52, 42.3% for the game. They shot 48% in the second half, which was much better than the 37% in the first half. From behind the arc, 9 of 24 for Round County, 37.5%, and 7 of 12, 58.3% from the free throw line. Rebounds won by Lewis County, 35 to 25. Lewis County got 12 from Kyron Ferguson. He had 11 points and 12 rebounds, a double-double. 7 fouls whistled on Lewis County, 9 on Round County. 13 assists for Lewis County, 4 of those for Drew Noble. 17 assists for Round County. Looks like Gavin Myers, Colby Wilburn, and Deshaun Watson each had 4. 17 turnovers on Lewis County, 5 on Round County. 2 block shots for each team. 2 steals for Lewis County and 11 steals for Round County. Now here's some numbers for you. Points off turnovers, Round County 27-0. Second chance points, Lewis County 16-0. And off the bench, each team got 6 points as far as bench scoring goes. Round County 9-6. Going coming in, they are now 10-6. And a win they certainly needed. Been a while since they'd seen action. Tonight they got it back in there and get ready to play a big district game on Friday night. Coach Sean Thacker has joined us. Coach, I just glanced down at the stats, and the two obvious ones would be points off turnovers. You were 27-0. Second chance points, they were 16-0, and that's, you don't really see that very often.
Right. Rebounding definitely is. You know, getting turnovers is part of how we negate some of the rebounding, and some of the rebounding comes from, things we're doing defensively, you're going to give up a little bit of that. But I thought we did a better job of not giving up straight line drive twos, those kind of things. And, you know, we're able to mix up defenses a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, haven't played in so long.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we had some rhythm, and then we kind of got out of it a little bit there in the second quarter. Thought we did a good job of answering the bell in the second half, especially, you know, part of the way through the third quarter into the fourth. You know, they came back and taken the lead, and I thought we did a good job of, you know, just holding our composure and finding a way to make game-winning plays. And, you know, I thought our bench minutes were much better in the second half. And I thought, you know, that all that contributed to the win.
Yeah, when you did start shifting some personnel in there, that's when they got made a run on you. And, you know, it has to be because of just not playing for a while.
Right, you know, just having that cohesiveness and, you know, just, you know, not being in, you know, game speed is different. I mean, you can practice, you can run them. You know, I thought overall conditioning-wise it wasn't too bad. We've done a pretty good job of making them understand we're not punishing them, that we're trying to help them be ready for the next game with our conditioning and, you know, trying to do a better job of that stuff. So, you know, just a little bit, the second quarter, if you take the second quarter out, overall, pretty good effort. You know, just, you know, that 4-point quarter. You know, and we missed some shots. We missed some around the basket. You know, if you make four or five of those, then you coming out of here going, you know, we played really well tonight, but you know, we didn't. And you know, probably overall, it's probably good for us to have to grind one out. And you know, because you know, there's been a few of those. I think it was four losses by 11 points or something like that we've had this season. So you know, to be able to be in a close one and figure out a way to go and pull that out and get it on the positive side is good for us.
Really a physical game. They didn't call very many fouls, and you know, that we always talk about when it gets tournament time. That's the way it is, and.
And I thought our post defense was pretty good overall. I thought
yeah.
We did a good job battling and fighting around, not making them easy targets to throw the ball to. I thought Colby's post defense and you know, Slade. I thought Slade did a good job down there, and I thought Weston did a good job down there of you know, banging with those guys. It was something that we worked on yesterday. You know, I do feel like that we've made some strides, you know, with our personnel, you know, in you know, defense. I think, you know, we're getting a little bit better on that side of the ball. We're seeing it in practice. And, you know, we're a little bit late on some crackdowns, but I think we're migrating in a positive direction. So, you know, we'll get in here tomorrow and get us a practice in after school, you know, after the NTI day is over. And then we'll be able to address some things and work on getting better a few things. And then, you know, after that, you know, we'll see what Friday holds, the forecast. I think if I read it right, you know, around 6, 7, 8 o'clock, and then, you know, it looks like we have the possibility of snow for, you know, 10, 11 hours. So we'll see how much it gets, and we'll go from there.
Drew Noble, we were talking about the postwork. He worked so hard in there. He gave you a good look, something you really needed to see because he worked hard trying to get
there. Yeah, he's one of the top post players, if not the best post player in our region. And, you know, he's a load down there. He works really hard and, you know, definitely put up a good battle against us. And, you know, I thought we did a good job with that. And, you know, I thought we made him earn his looks, that was for sure.
You held him under his average points and under his average rebounds, so that's
a positive, that's
deal.
For sure. Yeah, definitely on the rebounding part, so that's a positive for us. One of the things we'll do once we find out what possible makeup date that we would have, me and Buddy have already talked just a little bit. He's going to shoot me some possible makeup dates if Friday is a no-go. Once I get that game solidified, if it doesn't work out to where it's at the first of next week, then we will take a look at trying to add a game somewhere in the schedule next week, because we got one game at Bath on Thursday. If we can find something that works good for us and works good for somebody else, then we'll try to. We got one game that we can pick up now because of the Greenup game, so we'll be working to, you know, try to find the right time, right place to fit another one in.
Well, I glanced down at the schedule there, and it's you really don't, in the middle of the season, you don't usually find that many days without playing.
Yeah, you know, we played a lot up front, you know, and with, you know, you have the extra week, too, mm-hmm. that you don't normally have, where this Fleming game would have been, you know, the Friday before during the 2A. Because next year, when you take that week out, that pushes that all back into that 2A. And the Fleming County game would have been. Now, Fleming County would possibly, you know, if they make the run they make, you know, this year, we would have to be looking for a different date for that. But that's the date in which we play that, is the Friday of the 2A state tournament.
Yeah, I looked at just about every sport this year. The calendar was really different.
Yeah, it was a little weird. And then next year, you know, you lose that week that we had this year. And a lot of that was dictated by the NCAA tournament and those kind of things. So, you know, that's where we're at with the schedule. You know, here we are, you know, 16 games in. We got 14 more to go, potentially. And, you know, we just got to keep working hard and, you know, keep pulling on the same end of the rope, keep the locker room solid like we got it, and, you know, just keep working on getting better.
All right. Thanks for coming up, and I really hope we get to talk after the game and hope it's positive on Friday night. It'd be good to get that game in now.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks. All right, that's going to wrap it up here. Round County, a tough stretch in the middle, comes back and wins it, outscores in the second half 31-19, and pulls away for the 60-47 win. Again, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game was Weston Maxey. Had a little bit of everything on his stat line, including one of three players in double figures. Well, we are scheduled to play on Friday night, and that's a big game. And hopefully be able to get that one in. Round County goes to 10-6 overall, 5-1 in the region. We'll remind you, tomorrow in town, it'll be a doubleheader for the Morehead State men and women as they play UT Martin at 5-7. And then, again, a couple of games on Friday night if they're able to be played. The round girls will go to Montgomery County. Round boys will go to Fleming County. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks to Coach Sean Thacker for his assistance. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls. Thanks to everyone with Gateway Radio for getting this game in when it was changed from one night to the next. And also got it a little early, but able to get it in and have it in tonight. That's going to do it. Final score once again, Round County 60, Lewis County 47. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cabrun Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.